We return to Detroit now. On Thursday's show, we heard about the revitalization of downtown in Detroit. It's an area once marred by vacancies and blight. It's now booming with new businesses, luxury goods, and tech startups. But who is this new downtown for? That's a question that's worried longtime residents there. And it's an issue Max Nussenbaum and Dextina Booker are navigating themselves. Max and Dextina are featured in the new documentary Generation Startup. It chronicles the stories of six young entrepreneurs who moved to Detroit as part of Venture for America. That's an organization placing startups in emerging cities and trying to have a positive impact while creating jobs at the same time. Now, Max and Dextina are well aware of the tension in Detroit, and they're trying to be part of the city, not create a new one.
I think my view is a lot more realistic and fact-based. Like, I think a lot of people come here and they're like, we're going to save Detroit and it's going to be amazing. There's so much property, you know, and some of that may be true. But when you get here and you realize that it's not a blank canvas, there are people here. There are people who've been here and like they've been doing their thing long before I even got here. You kind of start to realize that you're plugging in, not painting over.
Max Nussenbaum, you're one of the people who's sort of painting on this canvas that Dextina is talking about, because you've got a startup, Castle, basically an app, an interface for landlords and tenants to do property management. I mean, you're one of the people dealing at the very center of Detroit's decline and potential rebirth, which is housing, which is real estate.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I very much echo what Dextina says. I think it's really common in media about Detroit for, you know, tech startups, especially tech startups helmed by, you know, young white men to get a really disproportionate share of the attention. And while I certainly believe that entrepreneurship is going to be a key part of Detroit's recovery, I think it's really important that that story of entrepreneurship isn't just focused on tech startups that are a really narrow sliver, but includes the restaurant owners and the nonprofit starters and all the people who've contributed to their local communities through businesses and in many other ways. I think for us, one thing that really motivates me and really motivates all of the Castle team is that when we do our jobs right, we're helping to make the experience of rental housing better for people in Detroit and all over southeastern Michigan, and we're not doing it at sort of the high end sliver of the market that gets the most attention, all the new luxury buildings in downtown, but rather in sort of the single family homes and duplexes that are in the neighborhoods and in the suburbs and that are really where if you pick a person who lives in Detroit out of a jar, 99 times out of 100, that's where they're going to be living and not in one of these downtown high rises that you often hear about. So there's no question. I think it's really motivating for us to be able to contribute to that in some small way. But at the same time, I'm always very, while grateful for any attention that Castle gets, always want to do whatever I can to make sure that it's not presented as a sort of tiny myopic viewpoint of, ooh, these kids and their tech startups bringing Detroit back. Because I think that's very far from the real truth.
And so when you're in the neighborhoods, when you're helping make these deals and participating in real estate, Max, you must have encountered on the ground the very tension that Dextina is talking about and that everybody talks about with new economy coming into old Detroit and the baggage that comes along with that.
Absolutely. I mean, part of our job is to be, we think of as sort of a neutral buffer between a property owner and a tenant, which can often be kind of an emotionally explosive relationship. And that can be an emotionally explosive relationship anywhere, let alone in a city that has, some of the history and some of the baggage that Detroit does. I would say about 25% of the time that a customer is interested in using Castle, we actually have to turn them down. And often that is because it'll be obvious from our sales team's conversation with them that they're not interested in maintaining the property up to what our standard would be, or they'll say something that's frankly bigoted or offensive about Detroit. And honestly, we have to sort of curate our customer base to make sure we're not helping those people do things that we would consider, morally offensive and harmful to the city. Of course, that's the vast minority of real estate investors that we deal with. The vast majority of them are people who want to be contributing to the fabric of Detroit and to Michigan, and who are motivated by the fact that investing in real estate isn't just buying an asset like a stock or a bond. It's providing someone with shelter, you know, that most basic human need. And most real estate investors are really compassionate and motivated by that. But there's no question that there's a small percentage who don't have the attitude about it that connects with what we think makes real estate have so much potential and be so exciting. And it's something we do see a lot in our work.
Well, Dextina, we've heard Detroit described as this living laboratory for revitalization. You like living in a lab?
I'm not really plugged in with the laboratory side of the Detroit experience. I think when I got here, I made the decision to jump in and try to live as authentically as I could.
And you're a newcomer in that city who has made it your business, right, to shop where people sell local crafts. I saw that you tutor down at the boxing gym. That's something.
Yeah, the boxing gym is my favorite activity. Every Thursday, that's where I am.
What does that do for you, being down at the gym and interacting with those kids and helping them train?
So I mostly help with tutoring, mainly focus on tutoring and math, but I'll, you know, help out with whatever they need. Like, I went through the fifth grade. I think I could help. Working with the kids, like, I think it's something that I would have done no matter where I went. It was something that I've always been interested in. They remind me of, like, the people I grew up with. And working with them is really, it's amazing because it's the main constant in my life. I've had three jobs since I've been here, and the one thing that hasn't changed is boxing for me. So they are, like, as much a part of my community as I am a part of theirs. And I look forward to every week going there and talking to D'Angelo about Steven Universe, the one cartoon, and his favorite characters and songs from the show. And, you know, working with Sydney on writing her essays, you know, it's a part of my Detroit experience. It's kind of just what I do, and they're my community. So it's really awesome working with them.
That's Dextina Booker and Max Nussenbaum speaking with us from Detroit. Guys, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, this was fun.
Dextina Booker is a mechanical engineer working at Shinola in Detroit, and Max Nussenbaum is the co-founder and CEO of Castle. That's an app-based property management system. Dextina and Max are two of the six young entrepreneurs featured in the new documentary, Generation Startup. It's in theaters later this month.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.